Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire.
And your fit and dirty girl, yes.
And we are back, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Guys, can I just say, since our last episode, a lot of bullshit has happened.
Oh, girl, me too.
Okay.
Me fucking too.
I feel like our listeners would love to hear us spill. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I don't know if we should start... First off, give us a hint of what your drama is.
Well, the guy that you made me come 5 times turned out to be a fuckboy.
Girl.
Period.
Girl.
Period.
Girl. Can I just say the chick that I went out on a date with?
That we talked about, right?
Yes, that we just talked about, that, you know, I was like connecting well with. All of a sudden, girl, I made her come, right? This is my theory. I made her come. We had really good sex, really good connection. Like, it wasn't even about the sex. It was more of like, wow, we were actually like, I thought we were becoming like really good friends, like some girlfriends, you know?
Yeah.
After we had just talked about, you know, our openness, she's got a dom, I got a dom, you know, but we're not trying to like mesh our worlds together so much. Why does she go ghost? And then hit me with the, well, I should just read you the text message, because the text message.
Yes, let them know everything. Let's get the deets.
Okay, let's get the full details. So if you did not listen to the previous episode where I went on a date with this chick. Now, remember, guys, if you are just listening for the first time, it's your girl Sapphire. I'm bisexual. I was pretty much kind of done on the girl tip. Okay, over the summer, I hooked up with a chick during Pride They were a queer person, but a female, identified as they. The female and I no longer talk. I just found out, actually, that person unfollowed me off of Instagram. So I'm like, why am I following? Then why am I following your ass? Let me just unfollow, because that's what we do now in 2018.
Same energy. I'm keeping the same energy. Boo-boo.
Right. But we're healers. This person was a so-called healer. Now let's go on to girl number two. So girl number two, the one who said she was just as sexually open as me, you know, miss, I'ma kiss you as soon as you open the door on first approach and first meetup.
Is she the one that stayed the night with you?
Yes. Like, stayed the night. We didn't have sex that night, but we just like had a really deep connection. So I want to say the day after we recorded our episode, I went on a date with her on a Tuesday. And we went to go see Night School because my job was doing a hosting of it, of a screening. So we go to Night School, we're holding hands. She's the one that's initiating all this. And remember, guys, I'm not that type of person. I'll reciprocate, but I'm not really like, it takes a real special person to bring that out of me. That person, I'm really fucked up about, because I thought the connection was strong. Second of all, I've never dom females or males. When have you ever heard me dom a person?
Never. Okay. You've always been the sub.
I've always been the sub. Well, this time I got to dom my first chick, which was her. Like, actually fully on, like, got to flog her. I pinned her against my head, my restraints. And she posted it onto her porn account. So you used me for content.
I mean, we don't necessarily use people here on our show as content, but we definitely have content coochie.
We have content coochie, but it's not like that. Right. It's like, at least like you ask me or you tell me, which is fine and dandy. I thought it was fucking hot when I found out after I did a little snooping. And if you're listening to this episode, which I really hope so, since you claimed that you were such a fan and already obsessed, this girl led me on. Yes, I'm saying this girl led me on and lied. How are you going to tell me that you also see eye to eye about, you know, DNS relationships. I get it. You're with your dom. But like, how are you going to tell me you and hold my hand and tell me that we have, you know, that you two, it's crazy how like fast this connection was and you got scared. So you decided to just go ghost. Tell me that you were having a bad day on the day that we were going to have plans, which is cool. People have that. So I gave you a weekend. Yeah. I checked up on you just like any normal friend would. Maybe I called you once and then all of a sudden it's radio silence. So I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe they're not in a texting mood. So I'm just going to leave a message or see if I can get a phone call.
Yeah.
Last time I physically talked to her, she said, oh, I'm with my dom and our friend sends me a naughty photo of the two of them. And then the next thing I know, it's radio silence again. So then in my feels, I just said, hey, if I've done anything wrong to push you away, I apologize. Maybe I'm just in my feelings. I just never felt so vulnerable and comfortable with someone like yourself. It was refreshing to connect and I get it. Life happens. So if I'm being too much, I get it. And I'm sorry. Purple heart. First of all, a purple heart, that is platonic. That is not love. That is just me saying, hey, I wish you well, good vibes. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, you can find the goodness in your heart to respond. So instead of doing that, they say, it's okay. I'm just focused on a lot right now and I need to put myself first. I don't like to force things to work and I think it's better for me to put my energy into work, school, and building a relationship with my dom. Maybe our paths will cross again. Girl, what kind of horse shit is that?
Focusing on what?
Wait, no. The one thing that I'm hung up on is forcing things. I don't like to force things to work. I don't understand.
But it was working. You mean you just got in your feelings?
Right.
Cheap caught feelings. Was like, hold on.
You go from saying, hey, I'm having a rough day and I need to reschedule. I'm really sorry and I really want to see you. I just need to cry it out and clean my room. No, this was the Friday before she like truly ghosted me. This was on September 28th. Then she says, thank you for being so understanding. Two red hearts. And I appreciate you. Yeah, same shitty day at work. Mixed with personal shit. It's just a cocktail for me to go to bed at 7 p.m. I'll miss you very much and I'll be thinking of you. I'll text you tomorrow and we can make a plan for when I'm not Miss Grumpy Pants. Didn't hear back from her until that Sunday. Then after that, it was, hey, I'm sorry I was on MIA being moody as fuck. I said, okay. Glad you're okay. Ghosting. And then it went to her telling me she was having a threesome with her dom or whatever, sends me the naughty photo, and then sends me that rejection text. So what in the world did I fucking do other than eat a girl's pussy out, fuck her till she came, like I did with the last one? I am now convinced, because I even had to call my other female lovers out in LA, the ones who are consistent and will tell me if something's up. I had to ask them, like, yo, am I a stage one clinger? Do I give off some type of vibe that's like, oh, hey, I want more than friends with you? And they all said no. In fact, you're the most over-communicated lover we've ever had. So I'm thinking in my mind, like, what the fuck did I do?
This is so wild because it's like my situation is so similar in a weird way.
Girl, let's talk about it, because I'm so sick and tired of all these miscommunications and everybody I've talked to about this whole situation, even this new girl that I've been vibing out with, she and I, we are just strictly on some platonic friendship. Yes, she proposed a threesome with me and my dom, which is cool, but it's like this girl, first of all, she got fat ass eyes, like she thick. And she like...
Ooh, you thick, girl.
No, girl, she thick. Like, she like Amazonian thick. Like, she got the hip, ass, titty ratio.
She like Serena Williams thick?
Girl, yes.
Okay.
Like, she got thickness in all the right places and then some. Like, she a thick girl, but she like thick like me, but with more assets. Like, that's all I keep looking at is that ass.
That's all I have.
Every time she comes over and I see her, like, we've been smoking each other out and like having wine days and shit, every time I see that ass like walk in my kitchen, and she's a chef, and she's a motherfucking chef, I swear.
That bitch had every quality that you liked, but then turned out to be a fuck bitch.
Yes! And I hate to say it. So if you're listening out there, sorry that I even text you this past Friday as a friend. I was just even like, maybe you just needed to calm down for a couple days. Because that I'm that nice of a person, okay? I could be like the bitch and be like, you know what? Fuck you, how some guys can't handle rejection. But like this girl, when I mean she fucked with my head, yes, I'm really like fucked up over this.
Because it makes you question yourself a little bit, like what the fuck is wrong with me? But there's really nothing wrong with you.
But exactly, and there's nothing wrong with me. But like I said, the fact that the previous queer chick, the queer female, reject me in the same type of message. Her message, I swear to God, mirrors this last chick saying I need to focus on me. Okay, I get it. So you act like, what? All I do all day is smoke weed. I don't have a fucking job that's like high in demand.
I feel like that line, I gotta focus on me, is such a scapegoat.
It is such a scapegoat, because what person isn't focusing on you? I'm sorry.
I would want you to focus on yourself, motherfucker.
What the fuck? And then don't tell me that you are the most open-minded individual. You can tell me anything. You know, I will tell you if you did it, if you're going too far. But then all of a sudden, you bitch up and just ghost. All you could have just said is, hey, I don't know if you're feeling the same way, but I feel like we're in two opposite directions. If you had just faced that to me as a female, not even on a, like, fuck boys and fuck girls will text you this type of bullshit. A real person will confront you. Because that's the type of person that I am. Call me, meet me in person, and you tell it to my face. I want to hear the emotions come out of you. Because this bullshit, this is what I don't go for. And this is why I also don't do relationships in the first place. Because if I can't even be on a friend tip with somebody and mix sex in the mix, so help me God, then I need to be by myself. But at the same time, you can't be by yourself because you go crazy like I did last week. Fucking thinking about what the fuck do I do in my life every day in interacting with people. Maybe I am too goddamn nice. Maybe I'm too damn open.
The word is overqualified.
Bitch.
I've been feeling overqualified for what I'm getting presented out here. So sometimes you might be overqualified. People are like, damn, like,
well, a bitch been overqualified for 29 years of her motherfucking life. With also the 2 years of being a half being, okay? Because I was in a lesbian relationship for 2 years too long.
Mm-hmm.
So a bitch might be overqualified. Put it this way. At the end of the day, it's cool. It's dandy. It's not like there aren't people who want to have sex with me. But do I want to have sex with them? No, I don't.
It's so tough. It's like the people you want are the people who aren't fully there with you.
Or the people that just bullshit and waste your fucking time.
It's like if you just want to smash, make that a point. But don't try to be so friendly. Be all up in my what do you call it, try to get in my head.
Right,
there's no need for
that. There's no need. Don't come over and wine and dine me, or we smoke out, we have, and you know, smoke outs, I don't know how you feel about them, but I feel like certain times when you smoke a person out, that is a very sacred thing. Like a true smoker, if you have a true smoke session, everybody knows you have some deep conversations with somebody.
Yeah.
And you cherish that shit.
Uh-huh.
And I shared some moments, and I shared a lot of shit that I normally wouldn't share to another person, especially on somebody that I felt that strong of a connection. Yeah, was I scared? Cool, yes, but I'm a risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the person I am. And that might be my biggest curse, and that's probably why I'll never fully be with somebody, because I am too honest. I am too nice. Like, what you see is what you get. I don't have any other hidden agenda. So if somebody out there is thinking like all I'd want is to have sex with you, it has nothing to do with that. When I am choosing you as a partner in the bedroom, let alone if I am choosing, because even crying to my dom about this, like he was shocked that I dommed a chick. That's like, he was just like, excuse me, come again. You did what? Because that's not me.
Yeah.
I'll express how I want to do it, but that is a very intimate thing to me. That side, that kink side, it's not for everybody. And it's not for me to share with everybody. I have a select group of people that I share that with. So when I bring you into that, like, you need to feel like I need you to understand the level of respect that I'm giving you. Because it's not ordinary shit. Okay? I could hurt you and it's going to make me feel bad if I did do something wrong. But anyways, not to steer off guard, but it's just like, I don't understand, why is it that it is so hard for people to feel a connection and not even like on a romantic tip? If I connect with you sexually, be happy that we don't have to fuck around and waste each other's time. If I connect with you on a friend tip, congratulations. We're not wasting each other's time. What is so hard about that? I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I'm confused as fuck for the first time. Usually I'll have a solution. I'll be like, oh, you can't make her. Okay, let me help. No, at this point, I'm just like, well, damn. I just won't connect with anybody. Fuck it. Oh, you want to have sex? Cool. I don't. Like, I was a bitch yesterday. I was such a bitch to like 2-3 guys yesterday. Oh, so can we fuck? No, I'm not in the mood. One guy hit me up from LA. What the fuck are you gonna do? You gonna drive 2 hours down here to come have some pussy? No,
shit.
I don't want that. I don't give a fuck that you get off to massage videos. I don't give a fuck. That ain't my thing. I don't wanna see your dick on camera. I don't give a fuck. That's how I feel. I don't give a fuck right now. I deleted Tinder and then I reactivated it. And now
I deleted mine too.
Girl, I reactivated it out of boredom. Like, when I mean I got
But that's why I signed up out of boredom again.
Yeah. I can't. There's nobody, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love hanging out with my coworkers, but you can't hang out with your coworkers all damn time.
Right.
Okay.
It gets too personal for me if I'm hanging out with you too much. Because I'm already seeing you Monday through Friday.
Exactly. And it's like, I get along with my coworkers. That's not a problem. But it's like, damn, can I have some other friends? But I'm telling you, it's this damn city. This damn city, San Diego.
I just think it's just our reality now, what we're getting. Like, I just told you, like, the guy that I was digging turned out to be a fuckboy.
So what did he do on the fuckboy tip?
So a week after we had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it that we all fuck whoever, and sometimes, you know, our side pieces show up at the bar.
Right.
Okay. But I had our mutual friend had put together, like, more of an intimate after bowling thing every Sunday.
Okay.
So I felt like that was more so, like, close-knit friend type of thing. And so I was like, okay, cool, you know, we're going to do this again next Sunday. And then my cousin, she had nothing to do, so I invited her out, like, come bowl with us, because, I mean, I don't want to be the only girl.
Right.
So I invited my cousin out, so we get to the bowling alley, I meet him all there, and he has his little bitch with him.
Say what?
Yes.
Wait. Skeet. So the dude that you just fucked...
Yes.
...had the nerve to bring his bottom bitch...
A bitch, and it's like, this looks, the whole situation looks segregated.
Oh,
you feel me?
Oh,
you're over there kikiing, cupcaking with the bitch. But it's like, and I told my partner, like, we just fucked a week ago. How is this a fucking good look to bring the bitch you smashing in front of me like that? Like, I don't care who you fuck with. It was cool that she showed up to the bar and shit.
But that's such a disrespect at the same time.
But to bring her to the after thing... And then, what else happened? And we have not had sex since that first night.
Good. He don't deserve it.
And he doesn't even communicate it with it. He didn't even talk about it. You know, most people who have sex with you, they'll end up talking about it to you later or something like, ooh, I had fun. Like, I didn't get none of that shit. And
wow.
I even told the homie, like, this nigga just didn't fucking, what do you call it, appreciate what the fuck he got right here. Like, I'm not trying to feel entitled, but I'm hella lit.
Like, at least acknowledge, like, something.
You know how old she is?
Oh, God, she a baby.
22, nigga.
Oh, my God.
So you're a grown 30-plus-year-old man.
Oh, my God.
Entertaining a child. And I said, you're fucking with a bitch who's having all her first times. her first time to a Raider game, her first time with a guy with a fast car, her first time doing this. It's like,
for all we know, he could have popped her fucking cherry for the first time.
And it's like, you just newly got single and now you're up under another bitch.
Ay, ay, ay.
And it's like, all his partners, everybody know how I get down. So they like looking at him like, nigga, like,
what is he doing?
She could fulfill every fucking fantasy you want because she likes you. But now that she don't love you no more, you lost out, my nigga. And it's like, he can't get mad if I go talk to somebody else, you know?
No, he can't. But you know what? That's the one. That's the shit that that pisses me off the most too. Because the minute you lose interest in that person,
mm-hmm.
and you go off on somebody else, they're gonna be like, oh, like breadcrumbs. Oh, wait, so long.
And I told the homie, I'm not one of the bitches that's just gonna be here on the back burner so he can come back later. Nah, my nigga, it's one shot, Scott, my nigga.
That's right.
Like straight up, like if you're not gonna fuck with me, you're not fucking with me. And I've never had no man disrespect me in my face, even if it's not intentional. It's just like, you don't think about that shit. You really don't think about that shit. So I'm like, I'd rather put my time into a guy who's giving me attention without me having to fuck him. There was another guy. We've actually been like flirting with each other and all that for the past like 2-3 years. So we ended up going on a date first.
Aww.
We went to go see Predator.
Okay.
And that was hella cute. We went on a date. We had dinner, whatever. And then last Sunday, I stayed the night with him. And we had, like, innocent oral sex.
What the fuck do you mean by innocent oral sex?
Innocent oral sex that doesn't lead to sex. That's what I'm talking about.
Girl, I'm not...
That's innocent as fuck to me.
That is such the cutest little term. I've never heard of innocent oral sex, like...
Because oral sex usually ends up being sex. We didn't have sex.
I like that.
So, in the fact that we did that, he's still on my line, like... still flirting with me. He see me yesterday at the bar and complimented how I looked that day. Mind you, the fuck boy that I had sex with didn't say nothing. He didn't compliment me. He didn't, it was nothing. So it was like, at the end of the day, I'm about to put you back in the friend zone because I waited 7 years to get this type of disappointment.
That's right.
I tell everybody, like, I waited 7 years to fuck this nigga. I waited 7 years. I had all types of fantasy shit in my head, and he blew it all the way. And I don't even think he would even give a fuck until I go and give it to somebody else.
Girl, at that point, you should go give it to someone else, videotape that shit, then send it to him
The guy that I had oral sex with, we recorded that.
Send that shit.
We definitely recorded that. And I just, you know... I need to go with the guy that's going to give me what I want. And I want to go with a guy that really fuck with me.
Yeah.
And I just feel like me doing all this, having sex. And it's like my emotions start boiling because it's like you still don't see what you're doing wrong. So it's like you're a good looking guy, but mentally you're into young bitches. And I feel like the younger they are, the more you can gas them up. The less maintenance he gotta put in.
Because at the same time, they're not sure what the fuck they want. They just want to try things out in the candy store.
And I just felt like I'm just a body to him. But nah, I don't really fuck niggas just to be fucking them. So when I finally give my vagina to somebody, it's like, damn, this nigga didn't appreciate it. I don't
I'm starting to feel that way because, like I said, after this last...
I done slobbed and choked all over it. Like, come on. But I got my sexual experience with a woman.
Oh, is this with the chick?
Yeah, with the chick.
Oh, hell yes.
And she was at the bar yesterday. I let everybody know, like, look, I fuck with bad bitches. So y'all can never say I bring bitches that look regular.
Yes.
So all the dudes seen what I'm working with. So at the end of the day, the fuck boy seen what I'm working with.
Like, good. He gonna learn. He could be sitting there like, damn, I fucked that up. I could have both of them.
Bad bitches sucking on it. But it's okay. I'll savor that to a more appreciative man.
That's right.
Keyword man. And it's like... Let's just be clear. I'm not looking for a relationship. It's just the fact that I was looking for some dick that I wanted.
Yes. Okay.
But it's all right. Anyway, me and the girl. So we went on our date.
Oh,
see, it's like everybody that really fucks with me.
You know, I have to ask, who paid for who?
Oh, she paid for our little date.
Ooh.
But we went to a bar to watch football.
Okay.
So, yeah, we went out on Saturday. She met me up at my house. I drove to Walnut Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to go to a bar in Oakland. I mean, I do that every Sunday.
You want something different, a change of scenery.
Yeah, and then plus, you know, she hella pretty. I don't want all these Oakland dudes all up on her, you know.
She is cute.
All up in our business, because they were all on her at the bar yesterday. I'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
So we go to a bar. We have our bottomless mimosas. We're vibing, you know, holding hands, kisses in the neck. Like, it was just so fucking cute. You feel me? And so we get a little buzzed, and her game, of course, her team won. And so we decided to go back to my house. I was like, oh, you want to ask your driver to pick you up from my house? And she's like, okay, no problem. So we get to my house. We're sitting on the couch chilling, and then we just started making out.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, we're going too far here. We need to go upstairs. So... yeah, because I felt like it was about to go down.
Titties were pulling.
Yeah, the clothes were about to come off. Like, nah, let's go upstairs. Because I didn't want my fam to come in the house like, ooh, for real, y'all lit. You know?
You eating pussy on my couch?
I mean, my fans, they're lesbians too, but still.
Yeah, you got to respect, like, common space.
Yeah, so we went in my room. And we just ripped each other's clothes off.
Yes.
Lots of passionate kissing, titty grabbing, choking each other.
Oh, my God.
Yes, when she was eating my pussy, she was choking me. Then when I was eating her pussy, I was choking her and grabbing them nice, big-ass titties. She got some nice titties.
Didn't you say she just bought new titties?
No, she don't got no bought titties.
Oh, it's all her?
Yeah, those are her titties.
Oh, shit. Well, I'll take that back.
Yeah.
I take that back, Miss Cuteness.
I mean, she gets her lips done, but I mean, that's about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, when I was eating her out, she's like, I want you to eat me from the back. And she just Woo! Turned around. I was like, okay. So that means I'm getting ass and pussy.
Hey.
Licking it up and down.
Hey. Lick it clean.
But yes, of course. But I had really good time with her. And, yeah, so the next day she had went on her date with the girl that she's like her main girl.
Uh-huh.
Her main girl suggested the same bar that everybody goes to. So she lets me know, and that's what I respected about her. Unlike the fuck boy, she let me know, like, look, my chick wants to go to this bar. I don't want to look disrespectful or awkward, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? As far as she knows, we're friends. I mean, we are friends.
Right.
Like, even if we
fuck.
Yeah, and even if we never messed around again, this is like, we're friends. So I'm not going to find anything offensive if you all cupcaking with her, because she was here before me.
Right.
And on top of that, you gave me the courtesy to tell me you were going to show up there with the girl.
See, people, that's all you got to be is honest. Damn.
Boom.
Shit.
Whether or not you're not going to, if you're going to like the response or not, it's just good communication.
It's called common courtesy. That on
and
top
if
of
you
that.
Really and if you respect me enough, and that's what I was so turned on by that. Like, you respect me enough to tell me that.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm like, there's differences. That's like a man can't even do that much.
And a whole woman just had to turn you out just like that.
Yep. So I'm like, yeah. But her and the other guy that had oral sex with, they're pretty fun. Like, I like the fact that they still fucks with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get compliments out of them. They talk to me every other day. It's like, I'm always picking the wrong guys.
Girl, who are you telling? Well, actually, no, I take that back. I got the right guy, and I love sharing him.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
I would love to have a guy I could share, but,
oh, my God.
Know.
I love sharing him, and... It's like, first, I know he's going to probably roll his eyes that I even said sharing him. But you know what I mean, sir. I love the fact that we are just very open and honest. And I don't mind hearing about his fucking stories. Like, in fact, it turns me on knowing that penis was on in some pussy. Like, or seeing that shit in action, I do not get jealous. I might get jealous that, you know,
you weren't there.
Yeah, that's the only time, like, I get jealous.
Not there.
Right, especially if it's like a hot chick that I know he's been talking to, that he knows I want to have sex with. He'll tease me about it, but then I find out, like, they're just not into women. So it's kind of like, fuck you, I hate you, in a good way. Yeah. So I'm like, you always get the bad bitches. So, but yeah, see, that's what I get so angry about. Like, I could have had literally the dream in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But someone had pissed that shit away. You could have held off for 1 month. This person could have held off for one more month to meet a certain celebrity because they work at this place that they're performing at, but they're not going to be able to be on a friendship with them. But no. See, this is why I don't understand. I feel like personally, I am a very cool as fuck person to hang out with.
Yes.
Okay. And yes, you could be biased about it. You'd be like, no, bitch, you boring as fuck.
Nah, you ain't boring.
But it's like, I really feel like at the end of the day, I feel like personally, I am a good time. And I just ask in return that people don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with my head. Be honest and real. If we have some beef, if you got shit with me, like, just tell me. We can talk about it. Let's be adults. Because at the end of the day, like, that's all I am. I am a big child adult. I'm a kid when it comes to my movies and my TV and just talking about some gross shit. Like, you might think I am, like, dumb as rocks because I do not show off my brain. But when I do, then you're going to be like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh, she's serious. Yes, I'm serious. Why would I not? I get him. If I'm hanging out with you, if I'm spending my quality waking time when I should be asleep, that means I actually really just fucks with you at the end of the day.
That's how I feel. Like, I take my time out to entertain your bullshit
right now.
It's not going nowhere.
Absolutely not.
All it's doing is pissing me off every time I see you, every time I see her. Like, I have no beef with the chick.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so with him.
Right, because it was somebody that you connected with.
And the fact that she keeps showing up every time, it's like, yeah, you like her.
Right.
So that means there's no more sexy pictures I'm sending you to. I'm not going to plan nothing more with you. Like, it's just nothing.
And he can't get mad and be like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what happened? Like, all of a sudden, you go ghost? Well, you weren't honest.
I don't waste my time. And that's why I put a lot of posts out there for, like, guys to know. This is scouting season right now.
Oh, my God.
So if you're not going to make this draft, then I'm sorry. Like,
girl,
y'all had 7 years, all this flirtatious shit all when I was living in L.A., and then I get to the Bay, and niggas want to act stupid. They want to act shy. Yeah, it's real life. Yasmin De Leon is in the motherfucking Bay. Okay? But I'm for sure, and this is my problem out here in the Bay. You're either going to get a hoe-ass dude.
Yep.
Or you're going to meet a pimp.
Yep.
So it's like, my options right now, I got to deal with hoe-ass dudes.
And just fuck niggas.
Yes. That's what I have to deal with right now because I'm not into pimps. I don't want a street dude. You feel me? My life is really different now. I can't be hanging out at the track anymore. I can't do that.
Well, you can always try the little Silicon Valley boys.
But girl, they're far.
I know.
Something closer. I'm not trying to travel for dick.
That's true. We don't need to be traveling.
If I'm traveling for dick, I better be hopping on a plane to get on somebody's dick that I want.
Mm.
Like, I'm not traveling for penis. Okay, so my Tinder situation.
Oh yeah, what's going on in Tinder?
Okay, so when I signed up for Tinder, that was after I found out about the fuckboy situation. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? My options are so slim. Like, I need a consistent fuck buddy.
You gotta re-up.
So I found a guy on there, but it's just like me. I've never been that person for one night stands. So it's like, it's kind of like weird to me. Like, I don't know how to handle the situation or even be like, okay, yeah, I'll meet up with you. But it's like, I don't know. But the guy,
did he already give off the vibes that he's gonna be a one night stand?
No, he was my type attractive wise.
But what did he say wording wise? As to, like,
he didn't say nothing wrong. And it's me. I curved him.
Why'd you curve him?
I told him what club I was going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up, but I didn't respond back.
Yes! Oh, my God. What am I going to do with you?
Like,
bro, this is going to be a whole nother episode because now, what were we? Ooh, and here I am. So you did exactly what this chick did to me.
But I'm new to this. She ain't new to that. I'm new to Tinder. Like, I don't find hookups online like that.
Okay.
It's just I didn't know what to do with it. Because okay. I'm like, I'm on my period anyway, so it just would be a waste of, like,
trust
whatever.
Me, nowadays, some of these guys on Tinder actually get it. And the real ones, they'll stick around because they'll try to entertain you in other ways. A true guy will do that. Motherfuckers.
And he was 35. Like, he was my age.
Oh, girl, he was a great. That's a grown-ass man. He knows exactly what to do with a grown-ass woman when she on her rag. Feed
okay,
the bitch.
So
okay,
so maybe I'll reactivate my Tinder. Maybe.
Girl, yes. Reactivate, and you better get back on that man. That
and
man,
I'll just tell him I was catting. I was being a cat.
You just say, you know what? I'm really embarrassed. It was that time of month. And I honestly just, I was in my feelings. I was really
fine. I was going through a breakup.
Yeah, girl, come on now.
I kind of was dealing with a breakup.
There you go. I was dealing with some bullshit. And I thought I was ready. But now, you know, I don't know if you'll take me back kind of thing. But maybe we can Okay, first of all, I'm gonna write this down. And all the motherfucking earbuds out there, okay, y'all better remember this too, because our high asses sometimes get lost in the sauce with what's going on. Okay,
yeah.
So our next episode, because I'm at a point in my life, I'm nobody's one night stand anymore. That's
got
why
it.
Also I've been curving a lot of dick, because I'm not trying to be nobody's one night stand. Remember, this year was supposed to be dick and no disappointment, and I've been giving nothing but pussy and disappointment.
I haven't even had sex this month. You don't count oral sex as sex.
I haven't had sex this month, technically. It's October, so the last time I had sex was with that chick. So now I'm due for some dick. That's really what happens. A chick fucks it up. I'm due for the D. But you know what? I'm seeing Mr. Suit and Tie in 2 weeks, so I'm going to get pussy and dick.
It's just too long.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. The 19th. That's all I got to keep putting in my mind is that
next
I'm going to have...
Next weekend.
Yeah. Next weekend, I'm going to have a pussy on my face, a cock in my pussy, and maybe a cock in my mouth while I'm at it, too.
I was about to say cock in your ass.
Fuck no! Fuck no! No!
Double the pleasure.
No! Okay, if anything... No, they don't eat ass. None of them eat ass. So I can't ask any of them to eat ass. But yeah. I love tag teaming the husband and wife with Suit and Tie, so this is perfect.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Just thinking about it just got my pussy wet. Okay, so next week, or the next episode that we're going to talk about is the fact that, one, I'm nobody's souvenir, okay?
Or a trophy.
I'm nobody's souvenir, trophy, or one-night stand. I'm not someone's memory, okay? I'm not for your stories. I'm so sick of this. And so you just brought that point up with your little one-night stand mishap. I want you to have a one-night stand, though.
All right, well, I'm going to check out Mr. Vernon again.
Because you're overdue for a one-night stand, I feel like.
Dude, and then I was talking to my partner because I post that meme about, like, an older woman will lick the gooch.
Ew!
What's wrong with the gooch? It's not even fucking the ass.
But that's, like, borderline asshole tonight.
Nah.
That's like the bridge of the butthole to the nut.
Lift up them balls, and if it's clean and skin right there, just lick a little bit. Don't go too far. Just lick enough.
That is borderline.
Lick enough, and then lick it all the way up to the balls.
No.
The balls in your mouth.
No. Like, no, that is you.
And then go back down.
I'm going to leave that to my whole friend.
I haven't did that in a few years, so...
Yeah, exactly. I can't.
That was like my porn me. Like, I need
oh,
to
I
let
remember.
My shit
I used
out.
To try to take tips from all y'all, but
I need to let it out.
Yeah, see, that's why I want you to have a one night stand, because you are long overdue to just, like, you could be any of your Yasmins, any of your Yazes for one night.
True story.
You could
now
be
I'm about
any
to go download this motherfucking app.
See,
just cause.
I'm putting this
just
as your homework, Yaz.
Cuz.
By kay? Next episode, everybody mark this down. Hashtag Yaz needs a one-night stand.
And I better sit on it, right?
Yes. Yaz better sit on it. If I don't get no dick, you need to get some dick by next episode. That's it. Someone's getting laid on this show, and it's not me, so you better get on this.
I just don't understand the folks that feel like you're looking for a relationship.
Girl, in what vibe do I give up? And I put in my profile specifically non-monogamous. What don't people understand? Do I need to put poly? Because I'm really not poly. Because that still means that I want relationships, and I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for true connections to have sex with, to possibly have a good friendship with. Why can't people be like suit and tie? He's my business partner and my lover. What the fuck?
Where did
people?
You meet him?
On fucking Tinder.
Bruh.
He is the last of the Tinder gents. That is why he's Mr. Suit and Tie. That is why for the past year and a half, he is getting all this good pussy. Boom.
Wow.
Okay, this man is an amazing man. He's a great friend, great listener. We don't even have to talk every hour, okay? We check in with each other and we're good. We cheer each other on when we're getting laid. We cry on each other's shoulders when we're not getting laid. And again, we're business partners at the end of the day. We're working on a web series. So if you're listening and you want to fuck me, but you got to have a true connection with me, you might find me on Tinder. But do not mention this podcast unless you're really into some serious shit with me. That's all I'm going to say. Ooh, the cops looking for you?
Oh, damn, you can hear that? You bitch. Girl, I'm sitting here like, I heard it, but I didn't know you heard it all. Like, hey, they pulling me over, girl.
Hey. I was like, what the fuck do you do now? Not the son of a police. Okay, I just fucked that up because I'm a little
It's okay. Well, you know I'm in East Oakland.
Yes.
Alert.
I miss it. Okay, so real quick, can I just say I fucking hated Venom.
You hated it?
Fucking hated it.
Why?
Before the end of this podcast, let me just say, that movie was a piece of shit, and Tom Hardy does not need to be any more super villains, superheroes. I'm done with him. He does not need to act in any Marvel-associated films. He was such a bad actor. Venom's funny parts weren't even funny. Like, was that movie supposed to be a comedy? Because that movie was fucking stupid as shit, and I was high as fuck for it. Ready to laugh my ass off and have a good time. I cheered when I saw Stan Lee at the end, and then I left and I said, what the fuck? It's just like...
Well, I mean, I liked it in a sense, but it's not as raw like if it was...
It's not like, Daredevil. No, it's not like Deadpool, you know, where he's an anti-hero either.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God, the acting was bad. The action was like, okay. But Venom was just like, just meh. And the fact that it was a PG-13 movie, I was expecting to see more dead bodies, but no. Like, shit should have not been made at all. Just straight trash. But A Star Is Born, I'm not a Gaga fan, but it made me become one, honestly.
Ooh, this white boy hella cute.
Who?
I'm on Tinder.
I can't with your ass. But yes, I just wanted to put that little quick blurbage in because that movie, everybody turned it into number one, and it's just straight trash. Just straight trash. Just fucking
straight
garbage.
Trash.
Just a hot.
Well, it
pile
was
of trash.
Okay. It was okay for kids.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, it was just on the same level as Catwoman and Daredevil, to be honest.
Okay. But I like Daredevil the movie, the show.
The show, yes. I'm talking about the movie with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Gardner. That shit was horrible. Let us not forget that. That was like one of the very first Marvel films. And it was just straight trash. But anyways.
Straight trash.
You see the Ballers finale?
The Ballers? Girl, I have not been on my HBO shit.
Ooh. Then I will not say anything because between Insecure, Ballers, I don't even know what the fuck is going on with American Horror Story. I don't get it.
I'm watching it, but... It's like I'm trying so hard to get into it myself. Like
it's just
hella bloody, gory for what?
It's bloody, gory in a just cheesy sense. This whole witches and warlocks, you make witches and warlocks seem like fairies. Just horrible. It just, I was expecting so much. more than what we're getting.
Yeah.
It's just another pile of hot trash that I'm just going to continuously watch. Don't get me wrong. I mean, more latex, man. That's all I ask, so I can master.
Girl, latex. You see that picture with his dick all
over? Oh, my God. Yes. That's the, like, only okay. dick, that's the only dick pick I'll allow. That's the only type,
like,
of dick.
Oh, you
pick.
That. You, oh, you freaky, freaky.
Right. Like, and I'll sit on top of it because at least it's latex, so at least I'll be protected.
Right. Regardless.
Regardless. He came strapped and ready to go. I'll be like, yes, you could fuck me and then kill me after that. I'll be totally fine with that.
Oh, my God.
In that fantasy, okay? Not in my real life, fuckers. Let's get that straight out there. All right. Well, I think Yaz and I are done. I got a Dodger game to get to, which is Boo. On my couch. Girl, hush your mouth because we about to win, okay? It's 1-0. The Braves ain't shit. We got this. NCLS, we're coming. I think I said that right. And if I did, and I apologize. That means I'm high as fuck. All right, everybody, you know where to find me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Yaz, where can they get you?
I'm on Insta and Snapchat as Fit and Dirty. Yeah, I got other shit going on right now besides working.
Right?
Just working. Working and dodging suckers. That's what I'm doing.
Man, I'm about to be dodging these bitches like Neo in the Matrix. Oh. Like, here go a hoe. They're going up. So, sorry.
There go a fuck boy.
Yeah. No. I'm just going to be doing that lean back, which I can. Right? Don't think this body can't. All right, everybody. We will talk to you later. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next time, good night.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all podcasting platforms.